Good morning. It's 7:33 a.m. on Thursday, October the 5th, 2017. I return. It's been a long couple of days between the fasting on Tuesday, the prep Tuesday night, all night long, and then yesterday's delightful sojourn into. Gastroenterology. The dread was weighing on me quite a lot. I think that's been one of the problems. And in spite of the fact that I knew it wasn't going to be anything terrible, in terms of the way these things go, the reality is 3 full liters of really disgusting beverage. And then having to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and do another whole liter. That was not fun. But we did it, we got through it. On the surface, everything appeared to be hunky and dory. I should be good for another 10 years. Assuming I live another 10 years, in which case, I'll get to do this again. As unpleasant as it was, I sort of hope I can. It's a nasty morning here this morning, so. It's cold and wet. My sweatshirt is wet. I'm wearing my hooded sweatshirt this morning. I just had to put the hood back because finally building up enough heat inside. My hands are still cold. But we will soldier on. Oh, look, sun is beginning to burn off a little bit. That's good. Sun is burning off the fog, I should say. It is a rather foggy morning. Foggier, I think, than the other morning. We've had a lot of fog lately, which is unusual because it means there's a lot of water, which is unusual because this is a near desert. So I'm looking to get back to some semblance of normal. Some reconstruction of my schedule, of my habit. I got up 5 o'clock. I was not ready to get up at 5 o'clock, but the cats got me up. Once I fed the cats, it was like, okay, well, there's no sense going back to bed now. So I got a cup of coffee. Played a little Ivorian. They just reset the server, so everybody's starting from zero again. water on the pine trees this morning, where it's condensed off the fog out of the air, the little drops of water and ends of pine needles. School bus. I hear the guys hammering this morning. I don't know what the story is. It's been a couple of days since I walked by. They may have been doing it, I wasn't noticing because I was so focused on one foot in front of the other. Today is going to be an egg beater day. I did weigh myself while empty, as it were. Really wasn't that much difference. I might have been down a pound. Interesting exercise. I have no idea what my glucose is. I probably should do a stick here now. I overate last night. Oh, it was so good. I made a chicken and stew. Chicken and dumplings. And I had two dumplings and a little extra stew, and then paid for it for the rest of the evening. My stomach was empty, completely, almost completely empty. I really should have stuck with just the one. So it goes. I didn't. I gorged. It was wonderful. Until later, in which case I suffered for it, but I still think it might have been worth it. So anyway, here I am. I'm out. I'm moving. I'm walking. Hey there. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. So one of the issues is that I need to get back on my schedule. I need to rebuild my structures. I need to get my wall calendar up to date. It hasn't been updated for 6 weeks. I need to get more diligent about doing this walk in the morning. It's coming up on the weather where, I mean, it's October. I wouldn't be surprised to see it snow here before the end of the month. So not going out because it's too late isn't a viable argument anymore. Good morning. Guy with a big pair of black dogs. They're quite a struggle. Headphones. I might probably keep his ears warm. So yeah, I need to get a little more disciplined. I need to stop the ADHD brain from saying we don't need no stinking schedule, when in fact actually we do, and we need to follow it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post.
Ew.
It's wet. Everything is wet. Everything is wet this morning. I still haven't done my Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog post yet. That's due next Friday. Probably should get that done today. It's not on my to-do list. It fell off my to-do list. Everything fell off my to-do list yesterday. It was an interesting experience. The anesthesia was not exactly what it should have been. The IV was not. Was not exactly in the vein where it should have been, apparently. It was not entirely. But it was relatively painless. Once we got there, got things moving, as it were. This morning is a new day. Good morning. I have things I can do today, things I need to do today. Things I can accomplish. Right now, feeling like I can accomplish something is a big one. I need to get this book done. I really need to get this book done. It's beginning to pull me, which is a good thing. I wrote a little bit on it earlier in the week. It was just a quick scratch, really. It wasn't much of anything. I moved the scene along a little bit to get things refreshed in my brain a little bit. I'm still a long way from the end. At least I think I'm still a long way from the end. I could be wrong. I could be right around the corner from the end, in which case it'll be the shortest book I've ever written. Lightheaded here this morning. Oh, some sort of that rose? A late blooming rose? Might be. It smells delicious. Not delicious, delicious, but it smells lovely. Just the faintest hint of flower. Sounds are being a bit odd. I'm not sure exactly. Muffled isn't exactly the word. Sun is there, it's glowing behind the fog, behind the clouds. There's blue sky. If I look straight up, I can see some blue sky up there through a little haze. So it's not really cloudy, it's just foggy. It's begun to burn off enough, I think, that I can see up through it. It looked overcast when I came under, when I started out here. There's no blue sky up there. It was all gray as far as the eye could see. My mustache and beard are soaked. Last street, here we are. Coming up on the back gate. Soggy grass, everything is wet. A few leaves. Fall is here. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.